Dr. Ryan Williams is the Archbishop of Canterbury, the highest position within the Episcopal Church of England. In a recent interview for UK television Channel 4, he was asked about God, faith and life after death. In one part of the interview, filmmaker Anthony Thomas asked about what happens to the soul after death. The Archbishop replied, "All we really know about the afterlife is that God has promised to be there." When pressed further and asked if hell exists and what it is like, the Archbishop said, "My concept of hell, I suppose, is being stuck with myself forever and with no way out." He added, "Whether anybody ever gets to that point, I have no idea. But that it's possible to be stuck with my selfish little ego for all eternity, that's what I would regard as hell." The questioner didn't drop the issue there, but went on to say that the Archbishop's view does not sound like the biblical image of the damned being tortured in lakes of fire. Dr. Williams replied to that comment that being alone forever is torment enough if you think about it. To those who have observed Dr. Williams in the past, these comments come as no real surprise. He has often been reported as questioning the teaching of the Word of God. Therefore, his recent outbursts on hell are not surprising. How far things have moved from the days of Thomas Cranmer, the great Protestant Archbishop of Canterbury. Cranmer believed in hell, not merely as a place of isolation where one is stuck by himself. Cranmer believed the biblical doctrine of hell. In one sermon preached in the 1500s, he had this to say, "They know that God hateth unrighteousness, that he will destroy all those that speak unruly, that those which have done good works, which cannot be done without a lively faith in Christ, shall come forth into the resurrection of life, and those that have done evil shall come unto the resurrection of judgment. Very well they know also that to them that be contentious, and to them that will not be obedient unto the truth, but will obey unrighteousness, shall come indignation, wrath, and affliction." Quite a quote. But the question is not what does Thomas Cranmer say. The words of the present-day Archbishop must be weighed in the balance of Scripture. Remember what Isaiah said, Isaiah 8 and 20? "To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." So what are the Scriptures? What do the Scriptures teach concerning hell? Four solemn things. First of all, hell is a real place. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke more of hell than he did of heaven. And in Matthew 10, verse 28, he said, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Hell is not a figment of the imagination. It is a real location. Hell is real. It is not imaginary. It is a real place. Secondly, hell is a place of conscious torment. One of the clearest passages in Scripture relating to this subject is found in Luke 16. Three times in that chapter, reference is made to the rich man in hell. Listen to these words. "The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented." The rich man was not annihilated. He did not go into a state of soul sleep. He was in agony and conscious of it. He felt his torment. In verse 23, we have the comment of the Holy Spirit. In hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. In verse 24, the rich man himself says, "I am tormented in this flame." In verse 25, Abraham says, "Now he is comforted and thou art tormented." The rich man was conscious of his torment. Thirdly, hell is forever. The sufferings of hell are unceasing. Hell is as eternal as heaven. There is no reprieve, no release, no return. There is a great gulf fixed in regard to distance and regard to duration. hell is forever. Fourthly, hell is populated with those who die in their sins, rejecting Christ. Hell is a place for those who refuse the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who obey not the gospel of the Savior. Let me summarize this. Hell is a place of unquenchable fire, where with body and soul united, the ungodly endure conscious suffering without any lessening of its torment. That is the biblical doctrine of hell. I would rather believe the teaching of Scripture than the comments of Dr. Ryan Williams. Make sure you flee to Christ for salvation, and thus away from the wrath of God.